Ministry of Transportation regulations in Ontario require municipalities to report on a semi-annual basis the results of their automated speed enforcement cameras. Wellington County did so for the first time and passed the numbers along to the Roads Committee. Results in the report show Bellside Avenue East in Fergus had around 80% of drivers pegged above the posted speed limit before enforcement began. After, that figure dropped to 43.84% westbound and 29.84% eastbound. County engineer Don Kudo says more people have been driving the speed limit in the ASC zones, and the data shows it 5 months into the program.
The compliance with the posted speed limit has greatly increased. So it's increased by 62%. So we see that more people are complying with the posted speed limit at these locations. So that would appear to result in a safer road environment.
Kudo went on to say a commonly used metric by engineers also notes progress.
The 85th percentile speed, it's an industry standard that traffic engineers typically refer to as the speed that a typical driver will drive depending on the road environment. For the automated speed enforcement locations that we have, we found a 19% reduction in the 85th percentile speed at our locations to date.
Approximately 6.63% of total penalty orders, Kudo went on to say, were issued to repeat offenders. Kudo explained he only hopes to see the roads become safer as the program rolls on.
Most automated speed enforcement programs do see a reduction in the number of penalty orders issued as people alter their driving behavior. So we are hoping to see that. It's still early days for us. We're only 5 months into our program, and we hope that we'll have improvements in road safety and greater compliance with the speed limit.
Kudo says collisions have not increased since the installation of the cameras. You can find the full report in Tuesday's Wellington County Roads Committee agenda. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.